Welcome to Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Tommy McGraw. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Ken Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Tommy John. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tommy John. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Fred Valentine. Batting second. The shortstop, Ed Brinkman. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken McMullen. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Frank Howard. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Don Locke. Batting sixth. The first baseman, John Orsino. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Ken Hamlin. Batting 8th. The catcher, Doug Camilli. Batting 9th. The pitcher, Phil Ortega. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Phil Ortega. And now, play ball. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one. With the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman strikes out. Two outs. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen takes first base on ball four. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy McGraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGraw hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Berry. Hamlin reaches second base with a double. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Hamlin trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a line drive towards third. McMullen reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. Agee hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0-for-1 in the game. Valentine hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 0-for-1 in the game. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Brinkman. The throw from Romano and he is out, Buford applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-1 in the game. Buford hits a line drive towards first. Orsino reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-1 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Locke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. McMullen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 1, Senators, 1. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Senators. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0-for-1 in the game. Locke takes first base on ball 4. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0-for-1 in the game. Orsino hits a line drive towards third. Ward reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hamlin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 1 in the game. Romano strikes out. 1 out. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Camilli strikes out. 1 out. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is 0 for 1 in the game. Ortega is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 2 in the game. Valentine hits a pop-up towards short. Hansen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy John is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. John is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. John strikes out. 1 out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. Agee hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. McMullen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 2 in the game. Buford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is thrown out by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Don Locke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Locke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Locke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brinkman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The Senators will come to bat. John Orsino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Orsino is 0 for 2 in the game. Orsino hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dignan pinch runs for John Orsino. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nan. The throw from Romano and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. One out. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hamlin takes first base on ball 4. Dennis Higgins now pitching. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Camilli hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hamlin moves to third. Phil Ortega is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ortega is 0 for 2 in the game. Ortega strikes out. Two outs. Fred Valentine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Valentine is 0 for 3 in the game. Valentine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dignan now playing first base. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 2, Senators, 2. Ken Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 2 in the game. Berry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 2 in the game. Hansen bunts towards first. Nan scoops it up and throws to first, with Hamlin covering, for the out. Berry moves to second. One out. Smokey Burgess pinch hits for Dennis Higgins. Casey Cox now pitching. Smokey Burgess is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burgess hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hamlin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Berry moves to third. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 3 in the game. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Locker now pitching. Ed Brinkman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brinkman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Brinkman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hansen. Brinkman moves to second. Ken McMullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMullen is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. McMullen takes first base on ball 4. Frank Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards first. McCraw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Howard for the out. Brinkman moves to third. McMullen moves to second. One out. Jim King pinch hits for Don Locke. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King is walked intentionally. Bob Savarin pinch hits for Dignan. Juan Pizarro now pitching. Bob Savarin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Savarin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Senators 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Jim King now playing right field. Fred Valentine now playing center field. Bob Chance now playing first base. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Howard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Camilli settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Camilli. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Robinson moves to third. Al Weiss pinch runs for Pete Ward. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-3 in the game. McCraw hits a fly ball into center field. Valentine settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Robinson tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-2, White Sox. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Romano hits a fly ball into right field. King settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Senators 2. The Senators will come to bat. Al Weiss now playing second base. Don Buford now playing third base. Ken Hamlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamlin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hamlin hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Buford settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Camilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camilli is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Camilli hits a fly ball into center field. AG settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kirkland pinch hits for Casey Cox. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 3, and Washington Senators, 2. Goodbye from Robert F. Kennedy Stadium in Washington.